Good afternoon, good evening, rather, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yay, I got CJ.
Yes.
Jeannie. I called earlier.
Hi, Jeannie.
How are you?
Doing okay. All right, and so we were looking at signing up, correct?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right, so let me go ahead and pull that up.
Sounds good.
All right, and so what is the service address, please?
351 John Joy Road.
You said John Joy?
Yes, two words.
So J-O-H-N?
Yep, you got it.
And what's your zip code, please?
12498.
Gotcha, okay. Got it. Okay, so it's showing that the in-service date wouldn't be until February 1st.
Oh, okay.
So like I had mentioned earlier, depending on what the address is, the in-service date may not have arrived yet. So we are in the pre-order status where we can sign you up in the system. And then once February 1st arrives, we can give you a call to get you scheduled.
Okay.
Is that something you're still interested in?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
I didn't realize. I thought it was in Woodstock already, but I guess, but it's
close. No. So we send out the mailers essentially when we're close, so that customers have a chance of getting into the system first, and then when it comes time for scheduling, we can just give you a call and be like, okay, what day works for you? We're looking at this date.
Okay.
Now, based on the plans that I had mentioned earlier, were you interested in the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
The 1 gig.
The 1 gig? Okay, no worries. And if you don't mind me asking, how large would you say in square footage would your home be?
They say it's 2,000, okay. But that includes a crawl space and whatnot.
Yeah, no, that's fine. The reason that I even ask is because we do currently offer one Wi-Fi extender at no cost. So that's why I'm asking, because oftentimes if you're anywhere between 1,000 and 2,500 square feet, we do recommend 1 to 2 extenders. The Archtop Fiber technician on the date of your installation will discuss that with you and will ultimately be decided by yourself and the Archtop Fiber technician.
Okay.
So at the moment, I'll leave that as just the one that's included. And we're not going to add any additionals. And that way you can also speak with the tech to see if you might need an additional or not. If it does end up being that you need an additional extender, they're $8 per month per extender.
And how does that work? Is it in another room?
Yeah, so essentially your extender would connect directly to your it would be completely wireless. So it would connect to your primary router. And it would be 100% wireless, so it would just kind of carry on the Wi-Fi signal throughout the house so that you can have whole home coverage.
Okay.
And when you move from one area of the house to the other, if you're closer in proximity to the other Wi-Fi extender, it'll automatically get you connected to that because it's considered a smart home Wi-Fi system.
So you mean... the closer you are, basically it would just be, you know, each place, like the original one and then the extender one, when you're sitting close to that, if you're going to get your best.
Correct. So like if you had just the one Wi-Fi router, right, the router that is your primary router, and you only had that without the extender, and say okay, I can use my house as an example. So my house was built in 1900. I have the issue where I definitely am going to need a Wi-Fi extender in my kitchen, because the moment I go into my kitchen, I have a feeling it has to do with the building materials that were used. The wall between the dining room and the kitchen used to be the outside wall. So the kitchen, my bathroom, and my daughter's bedroom are all additions to the house. So whenever I move into the kitchen, I lose Wi-Fi signal. I don't know if it's building materials that are affecting the Wi-Fi signal and preventing it from coming through to the kitchen, or if maybe I'm just too far from the router. So what would actually help that is if I had a Wi-Fi extender, it would basically extend the Wi-Fi signal to the kitchen so that now I have a new access point in the kitchen. It's still part of the main Wi-Fi network that you don't have to change Wi-Fi networks. It just automatically does it.
Okay. Well, thank you for trying to explain that.
Of course.
I don't really have any trouble. I've just noticed that on my porch and in my bedroom, sometimes, especially the porch.
Yeah.
It's not as
like I go out to the kitchen or to the back deck. Forget about it. I've got zero signal. It just connects or it's really slow.
So, yeah. So I'll definitely talk to the technician to see, and I'm thrilled about the one, and then we can see if I need a second one.
Yeah, and that way, you know, say for example that bedroom is where you start to lose or get slow speeds. That's where that Wi-Fi extender can actually help.
Right.
Absolutely.
Great.
Okay. And then remind me once more, were we looking to add voice service?
No.
Okay.
I'm good with that. Thank you.
Okay. Just making sure. And then do you currently own or rent your property?
I own it.
Okay. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as the electric company, like Central Hudson? For example, I have Central Hudson. I know some other areas, they have National Grid in Hudson, I think. But how do the utility wires feed your home? Like, are they through the air or are they under the ground?
If I had to guess, I would say ground, but I'm not enough skilled to be that's
okay.
For sure.
So, like, when you look at the outside of your home, do you have power lines that go to the top of your house and then run down?
You know, this would have been better to do in the daylight.
No, that's okay. I can put down not sure, and our techs, when they come out to do the drop cable, they will take a look and find the best way to get you connected.
Okay.
So they're experienced enough to know whether or not it's buried or aerial. So it's a very noticeable thing. Like, okay. I have a telephone pole out on the corner of my driveway, which provides the power, but it goes aerial through a whole mulberry bush. Or actually, it's a tree, really. I got to trim that. But, yes, no. So, like, I'm able to see the power lines go to my house and to the corner of my house, and then they run down. If they're buried, oftentimes that telephone pole, like at my mom's house, it goes – the power lines will go straight down into the ground, and then it goes underground all the way to the home.
All right. Well, yeah, they'll see that.
So, yeah, I'll put down not sure and – they'll definitely take a look and be able to determine that. And then is your billing address different than your service address?
No, it would be the
same. All right.
Answer some questions.
And then, Jeannie, how do I spell your first name, please?
J-E-A-N-N-I-E.
Okay. Your last name, please?
K-A-H-A-N-E-Y. You should have me in your list, or maybe it's a different list.
In a different list?
Oh, I'm just saying you must have me in a base somewhere, just because they sent me a couple of mailers.
Oh no! So actually, they tend to just put it into the marketing system, and the marketing system will outline all the addresses for that area that we're going to. Yeah.
I see.
It's an interesting thing.
Okay.
And right. Then what is your email address, please?
So it's J and my last name, K-A-H-A-N-E-Y, @gmail.com.
Okay, @gmail. Perfect. And then the primary phone number you'd like on the account, please.
917-916-5658.
Is there a secondary number you'd like to add?
No.
Okay. And how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and also for any future notifications regarding your account?
Text or email is fine.
Okay, absolutely. And then with text messages, what typically happens with the text messages is that we will notify you about your order status, your billing updates, anything account specific, and you'll also be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Now, of course, message and data rates may apply. That's a typical thing for all carriers. But so it would never be an advertisement to your phone unless you were to authorize that. And then as far as emails go, you'll receive all of your notifications via email stating that your bill is ready to be viewed or your invoice is available. You will also receive two email addresses once we're done with this. One will be your order confirmation. The other one will be the invitation for you to sign into the Archtop Fiber portal.
Okay, and do I do that now or do I do that when they come?
Nope, it will be shortly after. It does take a while for the email to arrive, but the link that's in the email will expire within 24 hours. So definitely keep an eye out on your email and sign up or click the link to log in as soon as possible so that way you can edit your permanent password, because it'll provide you with a temporary password. And then you can just go to your profile and edit the password to make it something that you can remember easily. Your username will be the email address that you provided to me today.
You mean the username on the portal?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then you said it might take a while for me to get this email?
Like maybe 5-10 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant like 5-10 days.
No. Sorry, for me, an email, when it takes a while, because, I mean, things are so instantaneous nowadays. Like, you have your two-factor authentication where, like, oh, I'm going to text you a code, or you need to enter the code that was just emailed to you. But then sometimes it takes up to 15 minutes for the code to arrive in the email.
Okay. No, I see what
you mean. That kind of takes a while.
I got you now. Yeah, no, I've seen the difference. Sometimes you get an instant thing, and other times it's
It takes a few minutes. And to me, that's a while just because, like, oh, we just sent you an email. And I'm like, okay, well, it hasn't arrived yet.
Okay, right.
So that's my version of it. So I apologize for any confusion.
Yeah, it'll come tonight, basically, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, I'll take care of it when it gets here.
Okay, perfect. And then did you want to enroll in the auto pay and paperless billing now? If not, you can do that on the portal.
Oh, yeah, I'll just do it then.
Okay.
Then I can cut and paste.
I'll sign you up for the paperless so that way you don't have to go through that on the portal. As easy as it is, but that way it's one less thing that you have to worry about.
What do you mean paperless?
So the discount that you get, the $10 discount, is when you sign up for the auto pay with your checking account and paperless billing, meaning that you'll get the invoice on your portal and you'll get the notification via email that your invoice is available.
Right. Otherwise, it would be $79?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I mean, I just want to make sure that I can do that before...
Oh, absolutely. And that's why you'll be able to access your online portal with the email that will be sent shortly.
Oh, I see. You're saying I can do it even today when you send it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you access the portal by clicking the link in the email, you'll be brought to your account on archtopfiber.com.
Okay.
And then was there any details or information about the property that our installers should be aware of before they arrive at your location, such as like any buried wires, any septic tanks, if it's gas lines?
Well, I have all of those things you just said, but I don't, it's not like it would be,
like between the front of your home and, or like the side of your home and the street, for example.
Well, if you're facing my home, my septic is to the right and kind of away. I don't, I mean, it's never been an issue when I had Spectrum. Does that help?
Did Spectrum bury the wire?
I believe so.
Okay. I can put that in as well.
That's why I couldn't answer your question about the electricity, because there's I can see wires on the ground.
And oh, yeah.
I think one Spectrum, like the line goes on the roof. I'm sorry, I can't be more helpful.
No, that's okay. I can also have them call, you know, 811 just to have everything marked so that way they are aware of what is underground so that they can avoid creating a bigger issue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For the actual installation itself, when the tech has to come into the home, no longer than an hour and a half. Typically,
right? I mean, to the home,
To the home. It's not. It depends on like the distance, but we micro trench, and what that is that we only create like a 6 to 8 inch deep trench that is wide enough only for the cable, and the cables aren't very big. So there's very minimal damage to the lawn or anything, but it provides a more secure way of protecting the wire, so to speak. Okay, if required, they may lay a temporary wire on the ground, but then that will be coordinated within 10 days to be buried.
Okay. You mean they don't bury the day they come?
Oftentimes they do. If they are unable to, though, then it may take 10 days to coordinate for it to get done.
All right. Well, hopefully I'm an easy one.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, I won't be getting rid of the Spectrum until they come.
Correct. Actually, we do recommend waiting until the day after.
Yeah, absolutely.
We want to make sure that you're fully connected and have absolutely no issues before, you know, we like our experience to be as smooth as possible.
Oh, great. Yeah, no, but I was also thinking that it would help them, you know, they can see what the other people did, you know, what time.
Well, yes. Yes, they'll be able to see that before then. But the thing is that we also want you to maintain connectivity throughout the entire installation process. So that's also why we recommend that you don't disconnect from Spectrum until after our fiber services are fully installed.
Okay, great.
Yeah, because again, we run fiber. We don't run off of coaxial, so we can literally put our lines side by side and it not interfere with your current internet system.
Okay, so technically one could have both if they wanted
to. Yeah, if they wanted to, absolutely.
For whatever
not case. Sure why they would want that, but absolutely they could.
That's very interesting to hear that, yeah.
Okay, and then were there any questions or comments for our technicians that you might have?
I don't think so. I mean, not prior. I hope it's easy for them and that, you know, they can figure it all out. I guess the only question I have for you is, how are you going to, like, when Feb 1 comes around, is it, like, in the order of the people that signed up, or is it chosen at random? Who gets
No. I mean, so we get a list of all of our in-service date for that day. And that's when we call everybody who is expected to have an in-service on that February 1st so that we can reach out to them and let them know, hey, we're 5 days away. We can schedule for 5 or 6, depending on our calendar, days out, what day works best for you, and then we get you scheduled.
All right. So,
it doesn't go based on who signed up first or anything like that. It's just more of like,
it does go by who responds first to that email or to that notice.
So yes and no. So It's to those who have done the pre-order process. So, like, since you're in the system, we get the notification of, like, hey, this person is ready to be scheduled. We reach out. We ask you when, what day works best for you.
Okay. I see. Great.
Oh, yeah.
So, basically, I'll get some kind of email or text with that.
Yes, so you may get an email address or an email stating that we are ready to get you scheduled. Please give us a call to schedule. But oftentimes we may also reach out before you even get the email.
Great. That's like if you're ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
All right, great. Well, I've heard nothing but good things from the people that already have it, like in Saugerties and Kingston.
Awesome. Yeah, and I mean, that's kind of the goal. It's more affordable. We're local to the community. We are headquartered in Kingston. So we're completely local as far as the team goes.
That's great. And you know that many of us are not fans of Spectrum having had this monopoly for so long.
Agreed. And I mean, and I've heard that word a lot. And I know what it means, but like I've heard that word literally used a lot, and now we're giving a new option and we're giving people the choice to choose instead of people just being stuck with one company, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean there was this other option that I'm sure you know, I just can't think of the name right now, but like the reviews weren't good.
Was it Frontier?
No. That one, I think, is also coming out around the same time as you, right?
Oh.
They're fairly. This was one that came out a few years ago. Like, if you said it, I would remember. But everybody said it was slow.
Okay.
But yeah, I think Frontier is kind of new, too. But I don't know. You know better.
Yeah. I don't really know the services that Frontier offers either. I don't know if they are technically cable or fiber. So I'm not familiar. I can't speak on their behalf.
Oh, yeah. No. And I haven't gotten anything from them. So, but no, there was another one that I heard about a few years ago. And yeah.
Yeah, and that's understandable. All right. So I've got you in the system.
Great.
And you are all set.
Wonderful. So I'll look out for that email.
Absolutely.
And set up my thing. And then I will also look out, you know, starting end of January for any kind of notice.
Yes. So starting end of January, you should be receiving either an email, either on the 1st or sometime around then to let you know that you are able to be scheduled.
Great. Well, thank you so much for
Oh, you're so very welcome. And Jeannie, was there anything else that I could possibly answer for you today?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, in that case, I am so glad that we were able to get you signed up and you're in the system. And then all that needs to happen is for us to reach out to you and get you scheduled or for you to receive the email.
Great.
Now, if you have trouble logging into the online portal, please reach out to us. We are more than happy to help out with that, too, because we are able to get in and reset your password if you need to.
Okay, because some people have said that happens.
No, not necessarily. I mean, I know that some people are just – either they have reset it and forgot what their password was. I mean, it's a typical regular thing, like, oh, no, I forgot what my password is. I didn't write it down kind of situation. But right. We do have the capability of doing that. So if ever you do have any questions or any difficulties, please feel free to reach out. We're more than happy to help.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for being so helpful and explaining it all. And I'll look forward to when I can be a part of it.
Oh, absolutely. And we're looking so forward to it as well, especially because, you know, Woodstock is pretty out there and I love the town. Oh my gosh, the town is just gorgeous. But I know, you know, even in Dutchess County, they've had such limited availability on different companies and everything like that. So we're just excited that we can provide faster service to, you know, an area that should have had it a long time ago.
Yeah. Here.
All right.
Thank you again.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic weekend and a happy holidays, actually. It's not even just Thanksgiving. It's all of the holidays.
Yes, and right back at you.
Thank you. Have a great night, Jeannie.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.